Have you ever wondered what the cabin crew thinks when you settle into that wide leather seat for the very first time? I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. We spend a lot of time talking about what happens up front, in the flight deck, the procedures, the regulations, the machinery, but today we're heading back through the curtain. Because it turns out, the moment you sit down in business class for the first time, the crew already knows. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, So Simple Flying, published a piece this week, breaking down exactly what flight attendants pick up on when a passenger is new to the premium cabin. And honestly, as pilots, some of this is going to sound familiar, because we've all had that first flight in a new environment where we didn't quite know the unwritten rules yet. Here's what you need to know. The first tell, and this is the big one, is the photo. The crew notices when you sit down and immediately start taking pictures of everything. The seat, the amenity kit, the menu, the little slippers. And look, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You paid for the ticket, or maybe your company did, or maybe you burned a mountain of frequent flyer miles. Enjoy it? But the crew clocks it instantly. A seasoned business class traveler sits down the way you'd sit down in your own car. They know where everything is. They're not discovering it. The second thing is how you interact with the pre-departure beverage. If the flight attendant comes by and offers you champagne before pushback and your eyes go wide, that's a signal. Regulars barely look up. They might ask for water. They might wave it off entirely. The first timer treats it like an event. Again, nothing wrong with it. But the crew notices. Now, here's where it gets interesting from an aviation perspective. Think about your own experience the first time you flew a complex aircraft, or the first time you sat in a glass cockpit after years of steam gauges. You touched everything. You looked at everything. You were hyper aware of every detail because it was all new. That's exactly what's happening in row 3. The novelty factor is real, and the crew reads it the same way a Czech airman reads a pilot on their first type rating ride. They can tell who's been here before and who hasn't. Another giveaway is how passengers handled the lie-flat seat. Experienced travelers know exactly which buttons to push, when to recline, and how to set up their little sleeping cocoon. First-timers fumble with the controls. They accidentally put the seat into full recline during the safety demo. They can't figure out the privacy partition. One flight attendant quoted in the piece said she's watched passengers try to use the reading light controls to adjust the seat. That's like reaching for the mixture when you meant to grab the prop lever. Different knob, very different outcome. The meal service is another dead giveaway. In business class on a long-haul flight, you're getting a multi-course meal. There's a tablecloth, there's real silverware. There might be a wine list. First-timers don't know the pacing. They don't realize you can order whenever you want on some carriers. They don't know that the crew will come back with seconds. They eat everything on the tray immediately, like they're worried someone's gonna take it away. Regulars graze, they skip courses. They might eat the appetizer, sleep for 4 hours, and then ask for breakfast whenever they wake up. It's their living room at 39,000 feet. Here's one that I think resonates with anyone who's been in aviation for a while. The overhead bin situation in business class, you generally have plenty of bin space. The bins are bigger, the cabin is less crowded. But first-time business class, passengers often still have that economy mindset. They board and immediately lunge for the overhead bin like they're in group 5 on a low-cost carrier fighting for the last inch of space. The regulars know their bag fits. They're relaxed about it. They might even gate check something because they know the crew will bring it to them. And this one's subtle, but the crew picks up on it every time. First-timers are excessively polite and almost apologetic. They say thank you after every single interaction. They look nervous about asking for things. They treat the flight attendants the way you might treat a maitre d' at a restaurant you can't quite afford. Regulars are polite too, the good ones anyway, but there's a comfort level. They know the crew is there to help. They don't feel like they're imposing. Now, the good news in all of this, every single flight attendant interviewed for this piece said the same thing. They love first-time business class passengers, genuinely love them, because those passengers are excited. They're appreciative, they're having a great time, and that energy is infectious. Compare that to the burned-out road warrior in seat 2 Alpha who hasn't smiled on an airplane since 2014 and treats the cabin crew like they're invisible. Think about it from the crew's perspective. They do this route 3, 4, 5 times a month. The passenger who's thrilled to be there, who thinks the amenity kit is the greatest thing they've ever received, who can't believe they're eating a hot meal with a real fork at 41,000 feet, that passenger makes the job worth doing. There's actually a parallel here to flight instruction. Every CFI I know says the same thing. The best students aren't necessarily the most talented ones. They're the ones who are genuinely excited to be there. The ones who show up early, who ask questions, who can't believe they get to fly an airplane. That enthusiasm is what keeps instructors coming back, and it's what keeps flight attendants smiling when they see someone snap a photo of their lie-flat seat. So, if you're planning your first business class trip, here's my advice. Don't try to fake it. Don't study YouTube videos on how to act like a regular. Just be yourself. Take the photos. Enjoy the champagne. Try everything on the menu. Ask the crew how the seat works instead of pretending you already know. They'd rather help you than watch you silently struggle with the controls for 20 minutes. Sound familiar? That's the same advice we give to pilots transitioning to a new aircraft. Ask questions. Don't pretend you know things you don't. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. Yes, the crew can spot you, but they're not judging you. They're rooting for you because your excitement reminds them why the job matters. One more thing worth mentioning. Several crew members noted that the passengers who are hardest to deal with aren't the first-timers. They're the people who got upgraded and act like they earned it through sheer force of personality. The ones who suddenly develop demands they never had in economy. The ones who snap their fingers. Don't be that person. Whether it's your first time in the front cabin or your 100th, basic decency goes a long way, on an airplane, in a cockpit, everywhere. This story comes to us via Simple Flying, and it's one of those lighter pieces that I think is worth talking about because it connects to something universal. We've all been the new person somewhere. In a cockpit, in a classroom, in a fancy seat we weren't sure we belonged in. The trick is to enjoy the experience without worrying about who's watching. That's your ATIS update. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower, blue skies.